95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You can't say I didn't try. I shut down the main computer a few minutes ago. I had an engineer run in here. I was like,
maybe. We almost left. We almost went home.
Yeah, we're like, we can go home. Nothing's working.
Shut down about half the station.
Oh, well, I'll try something tomorrow. Try something new.
I mean, it was a good effort.
Thank you. Hey, by the way, we can't forget the new show slogan, the Kevin and Sluggo show slogan. It's just
did we decide on one?
Yeah.
Now that Bean retired, this will do.
All right.
I need that on a shirt.
On the show today, we're going to talk about weird university courses.
Mm,
have
nice.
You seen any of these? Are really bizarre.
Yeah, you were sort of telling me a little bit about
one's like how to watch TV.
Something about climbing a tree, right?
How to climb a tree.
I could teach that. I was amazing at climbing trees. I was way the hell up there. They couldn't find me. I'm always trying to ditch out of everything.
You're really
far back as you go.
But, I mean, getting university credit for it
for that, yeah,
seems odd.
Yeah.
Seems odd. I don't know if you saw the OnlyFans hack.
No.
There was a hack of OnlyFans accounts.
Oh,
yes.
Really? Oh. Did What's Her Face go down?
It's funny how life came into your eyes.
Yeah. I was like, ooh, that's exciting.
What's Her Face
go down? Yeah, the Catch Me Outside.
She wasn't the one that they mentioned. It was the other one, the Disney star, Bella Thorne.
Oh, okay.
That was the one that they mentioned.
Yeah, I got a whack.
Sluggo tried catnip to get high.
I did. I smoked that stuff. Woo! And I'll tell you all about it.
You know what we should do is we should ask people what they tried to get high.
Yeah.
Non-actual high materials.
Right. You're out of your
weed.
Yeah. And Joe isn't answering the phone.
Right.
So you tried. What? We'll talk
Tide
about
pods.
Exactly.
And we have 1 second of nonstop rock for $1,500.
Damn.
Between now and 4 on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I don't know if you've looked at college lately. Probably not. I'm going to say probably
since
not.
Since the 1990s, I was going to take one class, and I'm like, nope, forget
you can
it.
Take bizarre classes, though. Like Cornell University, for example, you can take a class in tree climbing.
I mean, come on. What? Why? What?
It says it literally teaches people how to climb trees.
What will that come in handy for?
I don't know.
Mm. And if you fail, it's because you fell out of the tree?
I don't know. I'd like to take all of these. How to watch television.
How to watch television.
I could be the instructor.
No, no, man. There's some specifics you don't understand.
This is at Montclair State University.
But all of these?
This one's supposed... No, this one.
Oh, okay.
How to watch TV.
Okay.
The aim for students is to critical evaluate the role and the impact of television in their lives as well as the life of the culture.
That's just them sitting around going,
right.
I don't know, man. I'm tired of teaching regular classes.
You could take circus arts at Triton College.
Circus arts. Like those peanuts?
You could go to Princeton.
Okay. I'm sure they'd let me in.
And take wordplay, a wry plod from Babel to Scrabble.
Of course, they have to throw in some
of course
fancy wording there. Yeah.
You could take the philosophy of the Twilight Zone at Indiana State University.
You're just making this
I'm
up.
Not at all. These are all real classes.
Where do you find these, this list you're looking at?
I'll post it.
Okay.
Post it so you can see. You could take a class on Game of Thrones at the University of Virginia.
I would have been up until the last couple episodes, totally up for taking that particular class. And then I'd be like,
the last couple of classes of that course suck.
But we should talk. Who are these instructors? Who are these professors?
Dr. Seuss and Your World at Appalachian State University.
I would have been really good at that, or Highlights back in the day. You know, they had a class on Highlights.
This is Stupidity at Occidental College.
Stupidity.
So you're asking who are the
instructors?
This is clinical psychologist Glenn A. Elmer Griffin, I believe, is on the phone with us now.
We have one of these instructors.
Yes.
Nice. Sorry to be poking fun. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, sir.
Hello.
Hi. Hello?
Hi. This is a great interview. You guys are really smart. Strong. So far, you're coming out strong.
Thank you.
And this is a class on stupidity. I think we would ace this
stupidity.
Class.
Stupidity.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you guys would, you start with an A, and then you work your way down.
So we would already be down below
Damn
C
it.
At this point?
That's
we just
typical.
Started.
Everybody starts the class with an A, and then you whittle away at it.
Okay, and how do you whittle away at it exactly?
Well, here's the class. The class is about stupidity because in today's day and age, largely through psychometric psychology, we've learned that no one is really stupid. Have you ever heard the saying, there's no such thing as a stupid question?
Right.
That's wrong. People are idiots. People are morons.
Wait, so you're
a lot of stupid people asking stupid questions.
Okay. Al Jaffe would agree with that, I would think.
That is correct, yes.
And you know, they say, people aren't stupid. They just have a different point of view. They just, they're on the other side from a point of view of yours. They're facts. No, they're idiots. They're stupid. And so this class will help you identify stupid people and help you shame them and yell in their faces.
So wait, in your class, you would shame people and yell in their faces?
If they're stupid, yes. We need to point out the stupid people and send them someplace. I don't know, an island or Florida. Someplace where stupid people go.
When you pass this class and graduate, what can you do with this particular degree, sir?
You can shame stupid people. You can point at them and mock them and say, you are stupid. You ask questions like, have you looked at college lately? What does that even mean?
Kevin, you are aging it already.
I didn't say that well, if that's what you're saying. But I don't think I'm stupid because I said it poorly.
But there's other reasons.
Stupid people never think they're stupid. That's the problem. That's why people have to take this course. We can say, see that guy? He's stupid.
He doesn't know it. But he's stupid.
He's too stupid to know how stupid he is.
Okay, all right.
More people like me have to say you're stupid.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. You sound so low.
Yeah, well, Van Halen's still playing, man.
Oh, sorry. Did I start talking to you?
No, not really. I just had it cranked, as usual.
We're going to give you a chance to win $1,500.
Yeah, we're going to play 1 second of nonstop rock
in a minute. Yep. First, though, news you don't need. Out of Stillwater, Minnesota, a 10-year-old. What is that, teletype?
Yeah. Remember this from the 1800s? We were growing up with teletype.
I do.
So for news you don't need, we have this teletype. Thing. A sound Excellent. Effect you don't need.
A 10-year-old Minnesota boy stole a minivan and led police on a chase.
Oh, dude. Oh.
Said he was headed to the store to buy Cheerios.
A 10-year-old took his parents' minivan to go buy Cheerios in Stillwater. That's right, a 10-year-old. The St. Paul Pioneer Press reports the boy took off when an officer tried to pull him over Sunday night.
Okay, hold up.
At one point,
so an officer looked at him and said, that is either a... He said in the article, that's either a 10 or an 11-year-old. I can tell by how
sure
small he is.
Right?
Little kid driving the van. Whoop, whoop, and the kid floors it.
At one point, going up to 50 miles an hour, driving through an intersection, driving reverse in a yard, narrowly missing a tree.
All right, hold up. How hard is it to drive backwards?
Yeah, right? In a minivan, and you're 10, and you can't see
for you,
the
for yeah, me. Yeah, drive yeah, every
totally.
Day.
Yeah.
Driving backwards can be difficult. He's driving backwards through a yard.
At age 10.
Yes, barely missing a tree. What a crazy kid.
Officers were eventually able to block him in, and thankfully, nobody was injured. Boy said he was headed to Target or maybe downtown Stillwater to buy Cheerios for breakfast.
All right. What do you think his parents say when the police bring the kid home?
Take him away. We don't need him anymore. I don't know.
Take him away?
I can't even imagine what. I don't know. Like, okay.
Quite the craving. His parents said they were sleeping and had no idea he was in the van.
Yeah. They were dead asleep, had no clue. Their kid was driving through intersections 50 miles an hour.
What time of day was this?
I don't know.
What, mid-afternoon?
I think in the morning he wanted Cheerios.
Yeah, well,
for
okay.
God's sakes.
Fair enough, yeah.
It doesn't say if he got his Cheerios either, which is BS.
It is. And what kind would he have gotten?
10-year-old reversing through a front
well
lawn.
Well done, dude. I mean,
well
gosh,
done, dude, indeed.
Golly gee.
All right, we have $1,500.
Yep. If you can identify this song that I almost gave you the title of.
You just said it?
I was like, if you can tell us this song is, tell us who it is and what the name of it is. And be caller 13 818 955-KLOS. Boom, $1,500. Here you go. Listen closely. What is that? If you think you know, now's the time to call 818-955-KLOS while we play you the BBC version that they did live when it was new of We Will Rock You on KLOS.
It's Kevin and Slago. 1 second of nonstop rock.
Okay. For $1,500, KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is Lisa.
Lisa, you're caller 13.
Nice.
Nicely done. Sorry.
Thank you.
Didn't mean to leave you hanging there, Sluggo.
Clap, clap, clap.
All right. Have you heard the clip?
I have.
Okay. We're going to play it for you one more time, and then we're going to ask you the name of the song and the artist. Are you ready?
I hope so.
All right. For $1,500, here you go. What is that?
I'm hoping it's Aerosmith, Love in an Elevator.
That's correct. How did you know that?
Leave the house.
And, other things to celebrate.
You just won $1,500.
Well, yay. Thank you.
Well done.
I could use it.
Well, bet. What are you going to use it for?
Some furniture.
All right.
Because I'm about to move.
Where
do you think you're going? Hey.
I think I'm going to Santa Ana.
Oh.
We'll allow it.
We'll allow it, yes.
All right, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Very happy that the new Dirty Honey is growing on me as much as all their other stuff.
I love that.
Yeah, so good. California dreaming. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo.
Just gave away $1,500.
Yeah, Lisa got it. And she says she was sort of listening and heard the harmonica in that little piece. Let's play that little piece.
I didn't hear much of anything in that little
piece. I didn't either. I thought this was a pretty rough one. But here, take a listen. This is what we played. And now if you listen to this whole thing, here's what it all sounded like. I still say that's pretty hard.
I think so too, but she said it was the first thing that came to her head.
Yeah, she nailed it. So we're going to pick another one, and sometime between now and 5, it'll be worth $500 to you.
Good luck. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Greetings, Undity. Thank you for that nice thing you just said to me a couple minutes ago.
What did I just say?
Like
you?
Looking around, like who? You said it's going to be Friday tomorrow.
I did say
woo-hoo!
That,
yeah. I can't wait.
There's not a soul on the planet that looks forward to Friday more than Sluggo.
That is a fact, my friend.
Bizarre.
That is a fact.
And you have a good job.
I do have a great job. I love my job, but I love my weekend.
Love your weekends better.
Love them, love them.
You know what OnlyFans is?
Yes. And I
explain it to me because I've never seen it.
You like only? Can I have a moment with Sluggo here?
You know, it's people that put explicit stuff on behind a paywall.
Right.
Well, there was another leak. OnlyFans is hacked. Mm. Explicit photos of hundreds of users, including Bella Thorne, leaked online.
Well, now there's a total shock. You wouldn't expect that. Why, hackers usually leave that sort of thing alone.
They found it on a Google Drive, which is odd. Mm. That's their cloud, right?
Google? Yeah.
So I think it was just basically backed up. There were like 279 users.
Oh, man.
Had all of their information.
Hey, we'll have this. Here we go.
And the cyber criminals went, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll take that and we will publish all of these pictures.
What are the best ones? Which ones did you enjoy the most?
I don't know what you're talking about because I haven't seen any of them.
Oh.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But I think the funnier thing.
Yeah.
Is when you send a sexy photo to somebody and you send it to the wrong people.
Nah.
That makes me laugh even more.
Ding! Oh, what is this?
You meant to send it.
Oh, what have I got here?
It just went...
Oh, this is from my granddaughter.
To the wrong person.
Oh! What? And that's the teddy bear I gave her.
Wait, is that grandpa or grandma?
Sure, I don't know. Okay. Whichever you like.
Either one.
Whatever works best for you.
So we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS.
Yeah.
You sent the pictures to the wrong people?
Have you done that?
It was your bad?
You Have took I naughty done pictures?
No.
No, I've never taken any naughty photos. Well, not in a very long time. Before they could go anywhere.
Right, sure.
They stayed where they were.
I've taken them accidentally. But then I delete. There's no keeping.
Why is that so funny to me?
There's no keeping them in a cloud. There's none of that nonsense. All right, so you took the picture. You meant to send it.
Right.
In this particular case, those are the calls we're looking for.
Or you got one, maybe.
Or you received one.
Right.
That wasn't necessarily meant for you. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. 95.5-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We have another chance for you to win $500 coming up with a 1 second of nonstop rock. And Sluggo tried to eat catnip to get high.
Smoke it. I didn't eat it. I smoked it.
I did.
I filled up a bowl. We'll talk about it.
That's coming up. Right now we're talking about you sent compromising pictures to the wrong person. KLOS.
Well, basically, I was working for a mortgage company, and you know they used to send out like group emails to people.
Mm-hmm.
And I got an email from another coworker, and it was like this girl who's like flashing her boobs like at a race car or something like that, or sporting events. And there's a little kid whose eyes are like this big right behind who's got a flash of them.
Right.
And I forwarded it to some other people in the office, and I accidentally sent it to the head of our HR department.
Oh, to HR, no less.
Did you say the head of HR?
Yeah.
They love that kind of stuff.
And
so I sent it, And then, like, immediately, some of my friends who were, like, in the cubicle next to me, he's like, dude, you sent that to the head of HR. I was like, holy crap, dude, I'm going to get fired. And so he's like, you better go in there and tell her, like, not to open it or tell her what you did before you get fired.
Right.
I was like, holy crap. So I ran to her office. I, like, knocked on her door, and I was like, excuse me, I just want to tell you, I sent you something that was kind of inappropriate, and I just want to let you know up front, you know, not to open it, and it's really inappropriate, and I do apologize, and I didn't mean it to send it to you, and I tell you right now, I'll never do that again.
Well done.
And she's like, well, what is it? Oh. And I was like, well, it's kind of, you know, a woman flashing her boobs, and she was like, okay, listen, I'm going to forget that you sent it, and I'll just delete it. But don't ever do that again. I'm like, thank you so much.
That's very nice of her.
Yeah.
That's very nice of her.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Wow. Right on. Thanks, man.
Thanks for calling KLOS. Hello.
Hi, this is Tom.
Hey, Tom.
It's an employee who forgot to log out of her Google account on our work computer.
Uh-oh.
And needless to say, she left her drive open, and we saw some pictures. Saw some pictures and some personal videos.
Now, wait a minute. You saw some pictures, or you made copies and sent yourself copies of pictures and video?
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Yeah, that took a long time to answer. That's a solid yes.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man. Lock your computer when you leave. Hello, KLOS. Yeah.
Oh, my God. My God. My God. My God. My son sent a picture of his newlywed wife. He thought he was sending it to his friend who couldn't attend the wedding, and she was thought naked, and he sent it to my wife. It didn't work out well.
Hey, darling, look, isn't that Junior's new bride?
Wait.
Yowzer, what do you do? How do you walk away from that?
You don't. Oh. How do you unsee that?
Wait, why would he send that?
Yeah, why is he sending it to his friends?
I don't know. He was kind of with my son. Yeah, what are you going to do?
KLOS Free Ride is brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
News you don't need, and then we're going to give you a chance to win $500.
Nice.
A few weeks ago, a guy by the name of Ashwin Deshmukh saw something that he hadn't seen in over a year, and he tweeted...
The inside of a restaurant. The inside of a movie theater.
Neither.
Oh, okay.
He tweeted, because in New York City, it's 16 and above now. Anyone can get...
The vaccine.
The vaccine.
Right.
He tweeted, it's happening. Host is escorting a couple out of a Soho restaurant for bathroom shenanigans. They met for the first time an hour ago. He tweeted.
So it's been a little while since you've seen that particular thing.
Twitter's response was, New York is back.
Yeah.
Apparently, this is going to be a thing. Some have dubbed it the slutty summer.
Oh, yeah. No, it's the roaring 20s coming.
It's the whoring 20s.
The whoring 20s.
That are coming back. And everybody is talking about the fact that it's been so long since anyone's been out, really, and had any fun.
Yeah. Yeah, let alone that sort of level
dating,
of fun.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So now that people are finally getting vaccinated, seems to be happening quickly.
Right.
This could be a hell of a summer.
It's going to be bananas. Yeah, I really do. Yeah, totally.
So that's news you don't need.
Yeah.
Or you do need.
I desperately need that. Yeah.
It's possible. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, let's give away some money, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
We have $500.
Yep.
We're going to play a clip. You identify the song title and the artist. You be caller 13, and you tell us those things, and you win $500.
And here is said clip. All right, what is that? If you think you know, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Slogos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $500, KLOS, who's this?
Mackenzie Romano.
Hey, Mackenzie, you're caller 13.
Woohoo!
Nicely done.
I can't believe I got through. I have been trying for weeks.
Oh, really? How many of them did you actually get? How many of them did you have and you were right about?
Honestly, I'd say probably half of them. Nice. They are really tough.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Half is pretty good.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is a brand new one, so we're only at $500, but if you can tell us who it is and what the name of the song is, you get that said $500.
All right.
Here you go. Take a listen and then play the game. What do you think that is?
Is it Refugee by Tom Petty?
Damn! Nice! You are lying! You are exaggerating!
That's the correct answer. You won!
Oh my god, yes!
Nicely done.
Very nicely done.
Oh my god, I can't believe it. This is great.
I'm glad that it went to somebody who's been listening and trying to play the game.
Yeah!
It makes me happy.
Me too.
Yes, thank you guys. I'm so...
The KLOS Free Ride brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. We make it easy.
95.5 KLOS. Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And Sluggo told me, I don't know, a couple days ago, that I thought he ate catnip.
Oh, catnip.
I thought you ate it. I thought that was the story.
No.
Explain what catnip is first.
I don't know what it grows. I don't know where it actually comes from, but it's stuff that makes cats, about three quarters of them. I've had a ton of cats in my life, and about three quarters of my cats love to get high on this stuff. They'll sniff it. They'll throw themselves in the air. They'll freak out. They're like, ooh. Yeah. And they get a little loopy. They're usually fine pretty much afterwards. A little cross-eyed though. So they're getting stoned on this stuff.
Okay.
Three quarters of them works on it. I don't know if the other quarter it doesn't work for them or they just don't care. You know, they're more sober kitties. I don't know.
Forget them.
Yeah, I know, exactly, right? But the party
I'd like to trade the serious cat in, please.
Don't you hate it when you ain't got no weed? What is that song from? That's from some song that I used to.
I don't know, but yes.
Yeah. You run out, you know, and this is back in the day. This is a long time ago. We didn't have any money.
Right.
You know, I'd only be able to afford dirt weed anyway, and totally ran out, and I saw the cat having a good time on. I'm like, I'm going to try it.
I wonder if that would have the same effect on me.
Is it possible if I take a good chunk of this? Of course, the cat was pissed. Hey, that's mine. Hey, don't bogart my catnip, man. Put it in a bowl. You know, I had those great big bowls back in the day.
Right.
I packed a bowl pretty well. And
when you smoked the catnip, did it affect you like you wanted it to?
Nope.
It didn't?
It did nothing.
What a loser, then.
I know. And I'm like, I mean, I also, in the back of my mind, almost immediately, I'm like, well, clearly if this worked, then everybody would be smoking catnip. You wouldn't have,
sure.
It would be illegal. I mean, it would be hard to find.
Did you feel like a complete loser?
No, because I was desperate for anything.
No, it didn't work.
It did nothing. I wasn't surprised. I was disappointed, you know.
Did you try eating it?
Oh,
what do you
I should
up?
Try
did
eating
you jam it.
It
up
what
your
a
nose?
Loser.
Come on.
I didn't try snorting it.
Come
no.
on.
I did actually melt it down in a spoon, and I smacked my bitch up and shot it in there. But, you know, other than that and smoking it, I didn't try any other right. methods.
We're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. Stuff that you tried to get high with?
And just, you know, didn't. I would imagine there's going to be some paint and the glue.
Yes.
And
it's not that you have weed and
we're not suggesting it. Doing this. We don't
we're
want...
saying you didn't have anything, and so you tried something that maybe... You just thought would work.
The oregano looks like it. Sometimes
right.
people get fooled by it.
Right.
Maybe you get some flour in your Coke.
Sure.
You know, a little cut.
818-955-KLOS. Call now. I always felt like they left him hanging when he said, drums!
And like, they're like, no drums.
There's no drums.
Sorry, we're busy.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Sluggo tried to smoke catnip.
Meow. It was a long time ago.
To get high.
It was a very long time ago.
So we're taking your phone calls at 818-955-KLOS about you tried something non-traditional to get high. Did you have one?
Yeah, when I was underage, when I was in Job Corps.
Yeah.
When I was very young.
Mm-hmm.
It was a, you know, government camp, and there's nothing to do there, and we took a bunch of nutmeg. You drink about 4 ounces of nutmeg and water, and you're supposed to be hallucinating on this stuff.
Is that right?
Oh, big mistake.
Oh, why?
Unbelievable.
What happened?
Oh, I lost all my equilibrium for about 4 days.
No,
wow.
No.
Really?
Did you say 4 days?
Yeah, I couldn't walk. And then walking down to the river, having to hop on all the rocks. You have to hop rock to rock to, you know, walk down on the river. There's nothing else to do.
Right.
During that day, before that, we were chopping down trees trying to cross the river.
Wow. That sounds very safe.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. We're talking about ways you tried to get high.
Well, we did this, and it actually worked. When we added it to our weed, we would use gypsum weed in West Texas.
I've heard of that.
I don't know what that is.
Actually, it would make you trip.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So far out there. The only time I have ever really seen things that was not there.
Is that
right?
Wow,
really?
You boil it.
Right. I suppose we shouldn't go into details on how
what
to make
temperature?
It. Thanks. Okay. Thanks for calling, man. Hey, have you ever had absinthe? You ever? I was on an absinthe kick for a while. And wormwood is basically what it is. And we went through the entire process of all the... Did you do that?
I had it in New Orleans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And did you... How did you do it?
It was pretty wild.
It like was a punch in the face one time to me. I was loving it for like maybe 6 months.
Punch
it was
in my face.
Yeah, and all of a sudden I was the most depressed.
Oh, no.
I had this horrible, horrible trip on it, but, you know, I suppose I'll probably try it again someday.
Of course.
Hi, KLOS, what did you try to get buzzed on?
Oh, I'm not just talking. I'm calling now for more of the topic.
Well said, sir, and thank you for calling. Hello, KLOS, what did you try to get buzzed on?
Hey, well, I'm not really proud of it, but I did 2 tablespoons of baking soda.
Because it looks like coke?
Because
it looks like cocaine?
Well, I was high on it one night, ran out, started jonesing, and
didn't have
anything else, so I went to the refrigerator and took out some baking soda and got all screwed up on that and had diarrhea for about a week.
Good times. Oh. A week?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's a lot of diarrhea.
Yeah, yeah.
It was pretty bad, but you know what? It almost worked.
It was close. You know,
so close.
Good. Yeah. Hi, KLOS. What did you try to get whacked on?
Right. Right.
So when I was in junior high, my little friends and I, we opened those Pixie Stick candies. And we try to snort them in your eye.
Sure, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, that must have hurt. I would think that would hurt, wouldn't it?
Isn't that just like pure sugar?
Yeah, pretty much.
Did it work at all? Any buzz?
Nope.com.
All right, good times.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling. 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And Mackenzie stepped right up and guessed Tom Petty's Refugee last hour. So she won $500 right out the gate.
Correct.
In our precious little 1 second of nonstop rock.
And then Sluggo and I spent a good 10 minutes listening to clips, finding one that we did not think you would be able to get at the first chance.
Yeah, I think this one's going to be a little bit rough.
I think.
Yeah, maybe
hopefully.
Not. Yeah, but take a good listen to it, and if you think you know what it is, grab the phone, be caller 13-818-955-KLOS, and tell us who it is and what the name of the song is, and you got yourself $500. So good luck. Here it is. What is that?
Could have been this.
Yeah. I do believe it's a little difficult, but good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggo. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
$500, KLOS, who's this?
Hey, this is Garrett.
Garrett, you're caller 13.
Holy crap.
Nicely done.
Hey, is this the same song as about an hour ago?
No, it isn't.
This
no.
is a brand new one.
Yeah. Mackenzie got it real quick. You know, she said that she had guessed about half of them, and I think she was telling the truth.
Yeah, because she got that one first.
Yeah,
first
it's very
guess.
Impressive. So, no, it's a new clip. Are you ready to give it a good listen, Garrett?
All right, let's do it.
All right, and if you can tell us who it is and the name of the song, you got yourself $500. Here you go. Good luck. What is that?
Cannibal Corpse, Hammer Smash Bass. I have no idea.
I like that. We'll just throw that on next. Hey, call and ask for that on tomorrow during our little party show. All right, thanks for calling. So that means it's $1,000 tomorrow between 3 and 4.
Correct. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And that song sort of fits this little story we're going to talk about
now,
I do believe.
This crazy little kid. I don't know if you heard this story, but as a serial connoisseur,
right?
I can say I admire him.
What?
It's a 10-year-old kid that stole the family's minivan and went for a drive to find some Cheerios. Listen to this report.
A 10-year-old took his parents' minivan to go buy Cheerios in Stillwater. That's right, a 10-year-old. The St. Paul Pioneer Press reports the boy took off when an officer tried to pull him over Sunday night.
All right, now his instinct... As a 10-year-old, is to gun it when the cops get behind him.
He's not going to pull over and go, I'm sorry.
That's crazy.
No, he's like,
and he just takes off.
When did you start, like, your dad would let you sit on your lap, on his lap to steer or whatever, you know?
And he was
like,
you know, 8, 13?
7. Well, really. Okay. I remember being in the middle of the desert, yeah, and we'd be like driving around.
Yeah, if you're in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
The kid took the van by himself.
Yeah, by himself.
It can't be the first time he drove it.
No, that's true.
Because you'll listen to some of the details coming up are unbelievable.
At one point, going up to 50 miles an hour, driving through an intersection, driving reverse in a yard, narrowly missing a tree.
All right, hold up.
Dude.
Driving reverse is a really tough skill.
In a minivan.
Yes.
And they're 10. You don't even reach. How does his stupid legs even reach the
I can't imagine
pedals.
He can see behind it.
No.
Like, maybe he missed that tree. It was total luck.
It's got to be.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you can't.
Maybe we're just saying that because we're bad at backing up.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That he was able to do that. Let's continue. I don't know what you're doing over there.
Oh, I don't either. I decided to start recording our exciting little break. Okay.
Officers were eventually able to block him in, and thankfully, nobody was injured. Boy said he was headed to Target or maybe downtown Stillwater to buy Cheerios for breakfast.
All right, look. If he's not getting fed breakfast,
what do you got to do? Yeah.
So his parents were asked, you know, when the police got there, they were like, "Hey, what's up with your kid?"
Quite the craving. His parents said they were sleeping and had no idea he took the van.
Come on. Sleeping.
Both parents were sleeping.
Where's the brat? I don't care. We have enough cereal.
He's backing through a yard.
Blowing through intersections, outrunning the cops.
On the CB.
Yeah. Right on.
Looking for some Smokies.
I've got a Smokey report for you. Come on back. Every day and rock and roll all night.
What's stopping you?
Absolutely nothing.
Okay.
I'm going to progress on. I gotta go pet the cat. You're kitty. What are you up to tonight?
Check out my podcast, Great News with Kevin and Mike, on YouTube.
And don't forget, we do have a slogan here on the show, thanks to a listener. It is,
now that Bean retired, this'll do.
Peace out. It was on this day in rock in 1967 when John Lennon took his Rolls Royce to J.P. Fallon Limited in Surrey to see if they could paint his car in psychedelic colors. They could, and it set him back £2,000. After 3 years of trying to make it happen, it was on this day in rock in 2006 that the Rolling Stones finally performed for the very first time in mainland China at Shanghai's Grand Stage Theater.